And the only player to be put into the inaugural list of the Hall of Fame, the quarterback of the Sioux Falls Storm, Terrence Bryant. And he joins us on the fan line. Terrence, congratulations on the honor.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, too.
Did the league give you a call today, say, hey, you're in, or did you just hear it on the radio?
Well, the commissioner gave me a call early this morning, told me he wanted to be the first one to congratulate me. Then shortly after that, Todd Tryon shot me a text and congratulated me. And then after that, the text was just all the domino effect, and people just was congratulating me.
Terrence, I know you've had your number retired for Sioux Falls. I know people in Sioux Falls are very aware of what you're able to achieve with the Storm, including an MVP and the many state league titles. Does this take it to the next level where people around the league are going to kind of have a better understanding of what you were able to help get started here in Sioux Falls?
Yeah, you know, I'm humble about the situation, and just thankful that, you know, the people around the league and the people in Sioux Falls still remember what I did, you know, a couple of years ago.
Terrence is, I'm just looking at some of the stats for you. Just totally amazing what you did over your career with the Storm. Began in 2005. You're a five-time United Bowl champion, MVP, and a couple of them, including last year, all-league selections in three of those seasons, the league MVP in 2006. Stu, listen to this. For his career, passed for over 15,000 yards. You can't do that in indoor football there, Terrence.
Well, I have had some pretty good offensive line and some great receivers to throw to, so I can take all the credit.
We will not accept false humility. You're a Hall of Famer now. You got to bring it.
You know, you had like three of the 4 years back in like 2006 and 8. I mean, you threw for over 50 touchdowns those years. What were those offenses like when you were throwing all those touchdown passes?
Well, it came out where, you know, we just wanted to be explosive, and, you know, we wanted to jump on the defense as quick as possible. And with the help of Coach Riggs putting us in the right situation, and he never wanted to take his foot off the gas, and he wanted to score every time we go on the field. And he had that same model to this day.
How interesting was that? Because if somebody comes to the Storm nowadays, then that tradition is already there, and there's always this expectation that the Storm's going to be a powerhouse and quite likely win the league championship. But back, you were kind of on the ground floor where that powerhouse was sort of being built, and you got to see it gradually. Sioux Falls become to kind of the epicenter of the IFL. That had to be pretty special to see it develop.
Yes, it's very special. You know, like I tell guys, you know, it's just that the championship's not given to you. You got to work for it, you know, and it starts with your off season. And, you know, the guys that played with me, we stayed around Sioux Falls in the offseason. We worked out together. We did a lot of things together. And a lot of us still in this community, you know, giving back to the community. So we are a close family, and it starts with a family ship, and that's what we have here at Sioux Falls, and it's carrying on to today.
You got to go back to 2005, your first year. The Storm, you guys didn't start out very good. In fact, you were benched, I think, that year, but then came back to win the first United Bowl championship. What was that year like for you?
Well, yeah, that was my first year here at Sioux Falls, and they just came off a championship run themselves. They ended up losing in a championship game. Then I came in, and I'm like, uh-oh. You know, we started off good. Then we went on a 4 or 5-game losing streak, and, you know, Coach Riggs sat me down for a game, and, you know, we went finished the season 8-8, and people thought we shouldn't even make the playoffs, but we went into the playoffs like, hey, we're here, you know, they got to knock us out. And, you know, that pretty much started the dynasty of Sioux Falls. You know, we just was not wasn't going to get just laid out. We was going to go out and give them our best each and every game.
Yeah, Terrence, when you're in the middle of this, and I've only been around for the last few years, so I can't go back to the very beginning of the run that you had here in Sioux Falls, but as you're going through this and you see all the success that the team is having and the success that you're having, was this ever something that had crossed your mind that eventually if there was an IFL Hall of Fame that you would have a good opportunity to one day be a part of that?
Well, you know, we as athletes, you know, as football players, we look up to the NFL. You know, we all try to get to the NFL, and we see guys get inducted to the Hall of Fame each and every year. And, you know, and I put in my time, and, you know, not just like, hey, you know, it'd be nice one day that I can be one of them guys. And, you know, it's not the NFL, but, you know, it's indoor football, and I'm honored to be, you know, inducted to the first class, you know, and it's I'm blessed, and I had a great run with football, and it took me this far, and I'm just very happy today.
A lot of records for not only the Sioux Falls Storm, but the league records for Terrence Bryant. He will go in and be inducted in the Hall of Fame. How cool is that going to be when it's going to be on June 28th here in Sioux Falls for United Bowl, if the Storm can, of course, make it to the United Bowl?
Yeah, you know, that's the big thing. We, you know, the Storm, we have, you know, one regular season game, and we have, you know, a playoff game. And I really hope, you know, we take care of business so it could be here in Sioux Falls. We cannot take not one game for lightly, you know, and I know we won't. You know, we just got to go out and just do our best. And if here in Sioux Falls, in front of the home fans, I just want them to go crazy, you know, and just get the crowd going and get the players riled up, you know, and just, you know, kick off a great championship game.
Yeah, so there's going to be no pressure then.
No pressure at all for these guys
to make sure that they win.
Well, the pressure will involve being up there with Rich Rosty and sharing that podium with the Silver Fox. That's a large ego and large personage to have to share the stage with.
Yeah, you know, Rich Rice is a great man. You know, he got plenty of stories. You know, he's up there broadcasting these games, and he got stories for when I played back in Rapid City. You know, Rich Rusty, I'm glad to go in with him. You know, I'm privileged to go in with him. And I really wish I would have with my teammate Mark Blackburn. I just for sure thought he was a shoe-in.
Yep. And
when I found out that he wasn't, I was kind of heartbroken. But, you know, I know for sure next year he'll be, you know, nominated in, because he deserves to be in. And plenty of other athletes out there that played for the Storm.
There's going to be a big wing to that IFL Hall of Fame that is going to be comprised of Sioux Falls Storm personnel.
Oh, yeah. You know, I feel that, you know, the next 5 or 6 years, we should at least have 2 or 3 nominees each and every year.
Nate Fluitt might get in there.
Nate should be in. He was totally amazing. I mean, how about some of the other stars that you played with? Who do you think could go in?
Let me see some of the stars. You know, you got the guys that's playing now. You got your James Terry that's going to be a lock. You got your Chris Dixon that's going to be a lock. I think your Andre Fields, you know, it's a long shot, but I think he has a chance to go in. You know, you got Nate Floyd, who is definitely locked to get in.
Shannon Papinga?
Shannon is a lock to get in.
Maybe Coach Riggs, if he gets enough votes.
Riggs will get in. Riggs will get in easily.
Whenever he decides to stop coaching, he should be. There shouldn't even be no vote. Just nominate him right away.
Terrence,
you know, even Todd Trinan, you know, as an owner, he's done a great job as an ownership here in Sioux Falls.
Yep.
He should be a lock in too.
I know there's one guy that he'll call me here in a little bit because he listens to the show every day, and you know him, Bob Laskowski. He was out in Rapid City when you were there. You and him are good friends. I know Bob would also say congratulations to you.
Yeah, Bob's a great man. I remember him back in Rapid City when I was just a little young kid running around crazy, just, you know, trying to make plays out there in Rapid City. But, you know, if you talk to Bob, you tell him I say thank you, and hope it's all as well with him.
Hey, Terrence, thanks for the time. Congratulations. We can't wait for the induction on June 28th. The best to you, and we appreciate the time you gave us today.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me on, and God bless you.
Terrence Bryant joining us on the Fan Line, one of 3 inductees into the Indoor Football League Hall of Fame. Just the amazing number of yards and touchdowns and championships and MVPs for Terrence Bryant.